welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and joining me in studio today is my sister in Christ, Tamara Evans, and we have a special co-host, our sister in Christ, Vanessa Rowe. Welcome, Tamara. Welcome, Vanessa.
Thanks, Pam. Glad
to be here. It's good to be here.
Today, we are going to talk about the topic, a heart of gratitude. Have you ever noticed, Tamara, Vanessa, how gratitude changes the atmosphere in our homes, in our hearts, even in our thoughts? Gratitude is more than saying thank you when things go right. It's a posture of the heart, a steady recognition that God is good even when life feels uncertain. In a world that celebrates achievements, we often forget appreciation. But when we pause to say, Lord, thank you, something powerful happens. Peace replaces pressure and joy begins to flow. Today, we are going to talk about how to cultivate a heart of gratitude, not just when life is good, but when it's not, and how thankfulness can shift our focus from what is missing to who is faithful. So it's that time now to go and get your coffee, get your tea, whatever your favorite drink, and join Tamara, Vanessa, and I as we delve into this topic, a heart of gratitude, and looking at gratitude as a posture and not a moment. Welcome again, Tamara, and welcome, Vanessa. Such a pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks, Mom. Gratitude.
Yes.
A heart of thanksgiving.
In Psalms 103, verses 1 to 2, I'll summarize it. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Having a heart of gratitude is very important. Let's discuss what happens to Mara and Vanessa in our lives when we make gratitude a daily habit instead of an occasional response.
We talk about gratitude being a choice and not a feeling. It keeps us grounded in God's faithfulness and not the frustrations of life. And I think the key word there is grounded. Mm-hmm. You're not tossed about because your focus is on the cause of the frustration. You're grounded in the knowledge, in the assurance that God is good. God is faithful. And He is with me in the situation. So I think that's important for us to keep in mind when we talk about living that life of gratitude, the benefits of it. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Mm-hmm. Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, and who redeems our life from destruction. That is what we're rooted and grounded in.
And I think gratitude, it softens the heart. And it humbles us.
Yes.
If you go through life being thankful, being grateful to God, there is little room for all of that other stuff because you're not relying on self. You know that for you to say thank you, it meant someone did something for you.
Yeah. It gets rid of pride. Mm-hmm. Because if you go to the Creator each morning and you recognize, Lord, for health and strength and soundness of mind, all of these things come from you. I have nothing to offer myself. I can't even find health within myself.
That's right.
Health comes from you. Mm-hmm. Strength comes from you. Soundness of mind. All that we enjoy comes from you. Mm-hmm. So that humbles you.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude unlocks peace. You just talk about peace. by shifting the focus from what I lack to who sustains me.
Yeah.
What I don't have to who he is and what he has. So sometimes it leads us to a place of contentment.
Yes, that's what I was just about to say. We have more joy and contentment when we are grateful for the little things. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I need this, 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 and that. But if we all learn to be grateful in the small things in life, the simple everyday things that we take for granted, then we will be more content. You know, it's something as simple as water. If we're grateful for water, that we have running water in our homes, you know, in other countries, they have to go to wells and they have to look for water. How many times do we say, Lord, I'm grateful for running water? It's a simple thing, but it's something that we can't live without. What if we didn't have it?
Yeah. You ever been in a situation where you were not feeling well? And in that moment, you thought about the time when you were feeling well and you said, God, if you could just take me back there, I would appreciate it, Lord. Thank you. And I'm thinking about Paul and Silas. Mm-hmm. When they were in prison, these guys break out in songs, psalms, and praise. And I thought about myself, right? If someone walks through that door, police walks through that door, I know I didn't do anything wrong. And they want to arrest me. I don't know if I'm going to be like, oh God, I bless you and I praise you and I thank you, God, because you're going to work this out. I don't know if I could be like that. I'm probably going to try to defend myself. But these guys were in a very difficult situation. And because they didn't complain, but started to praise and glorify God, the atmosphere shifted, chains fell off, and they were set free.
Yeah, if you notice, even in that situation, they knew their chains had purpose. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes when we are in situations, we don't see that the Lord has a specific plan and purpose for us to walk through that particular season of life. And that is what Paul and Silas had. They knew they were there for a divine purpose. And when we take our eyes off Christ and when we do not align ourselves with his word, then we panic. And then we have the kind of response like, I don't know why I'm here. And we can't appreciate that God is working out his divine purposes in our life, and not only in our lives, in the lives of people around us, for them to see his glory and for them to understand who he is. So it's important for us as believers to stay aligned with the word of God and in communing with him. Vanessa shared about getting up in the morning and giving him thanks that I'm in sound mind. I have my faculties. I can do these things. And if we're doing that sufficiently enough, then we live in that abiding presence of God. And we know how to tap into his word and his Holy Spirit's help when we get into those situations.
When we are thankful, we are actually inviting his presence, his power and his presence to fill our everyday lives.
Yes. Gratitude has been called the memory of the heart. Mm-hmm. Praise and gratitude brings up pictures in our minds of things that we could remember. I remember when I met my husband. I remember when God did this for me or that for me. And so remembering, it makes the heart grow more fond of God, knowing that he did this in the past. Mm-hmm. And I know that in the future, he's going to do it again. Mm-hmm. It makes me remember past praises and blessings. Mm-hmm. And it helps me to look forward to future blessings, because I know if God did it before, he can do it again.
It's a consolation to the heart.
Yes.
When I remember, then the anxiety that I have in that moment, it goes away. Remembering brings peace.
Yes.
It anchors you. It gratitude anchors joy in your heart. That's what it does.
And it helps us to be faithful when we are grateful and thankful to God. Because if he did it for me before, he will do it again. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important. When we say thank you, when we have a heart of gratitude, God, you did this for me back then. And so now I'm going through this season where mm-hmm. I need you. And I am confident that if you did it for me before, you'll do it again.
And that's why I go back. Testimonies in church are so important because sometimes if we're in a situation, we may not be able to do it. But you hear somebody else give thanks and share gratitude for what they've went through, then you even become more confident. Hey, God did that for you. Then there's shared gladness, there's shared joy. And then your heart now is encouraged that God will do it for me too.
Yeah, I remember back a few years ago, we used to have once a quarter at church. We would just, no preaching, no all of that. Just come in, praise and worship and testimony. Mm-hmm. I used to love that.
Yes.
I would make sure I go out.
Testimony time.
It used to be in the evenings. I love it because we are overcome by the power of our testimony. And sometimes people are going through things that they think they're the only mm-hmm. people or person dealing with that situation. But when you see Sister So-and-so, mind you, Sister So-and-so don't look like they've been through that. But when you see they get up and talk about how God delivered them, that's mm-hmm. an encouragement. Even the story we were talking about Paul and Silas, there were other people around them that were listening mm-hmm. and they were freed because of what they did. And so it's so important for us as the children of God to not only have a heart of gratitude, but to share his love. Mm-hmm. Tell about it because you are helping somebody. Don't even know it, but you are helping mm-hmm. somebody along the way.
Yes.
Sacrifice of praise. I hear this phrase in church a lot. And I had my thoughts on what I thought it meant, right? When it says this sacrifice of praise, mm-hmm. what does it mean to sacrifice praise before God?
Well, the verse in Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So the fruit of our lips is the words that we say when we go through whatever situation. You could be in a situation that is really a bad situation, but you could say, thank you, Lord, because I know you will see me through this situation. And you begin to praise God. You begin to lift up the name of God because you know, God, I can't do this alone, but if you're with me, I thank you for victory is coming. Maybe not right now, but after a while, I know that you will see me through. And so the sacrifice is praise is the lips, from your lips, you give thanksgiving, you give praise, you give glory in spite of whatever situation you're going through. You can still say, Lord, I know you've got this. I don't have it, but I know you've got this.
That's right. When we think about sacrifice, we think about something costly, right? I sacrifice to do this for them. I sacrifice this particular, the best that I have unto the Lord. So, and I think about a sacrifice of praise. I think about a place where we are worshiping through our pain.
Yes.
We are worshiping through our tears. And we declare that Christ is enough even when everything else is falling apart.
I'm reminded of Job. He says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Yes.
You know, and he said, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
He was going through hell.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, he still had praise on his lips.
Yes.
He still had God in his thoughts.
Yes.
And so gratitude will help us with that. Even David, you know, David says in Psalms 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm in trouble, I will bless the Lord.
And that's where we are. We should be as believers, you know. This world, the Lord says, in this world, you will have trouble. And then he encourages, he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Yes.
And that is a great joy and consolation and encouragement for believers that Jesus himself, our Lord and Savior, our Master, he said, we're going to have some trials in this world. We're going to have trouble in this world. But there's a place for you to rejoice, and there's a place for you to be of good cheer and to encourage yourself in that I have overcome the world.
It's choosing to praise Him even when we are going through something difficult.
Yes.
You may feel like this situation that you're going through, you were wronged. You want to complain.
Yes.
You want to do something that will at least temporarily feel like it will give you relief. But you are choosing that in spite of this difficult situation, God, I am going to worship you. I am going to praise you. That's a sacrifice of praise. Mm-hmm. Doing what God has called you to do, even when you don't feel mm-hmm. like doing it. Yeah. I particularly like Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. After it talked about the sacrifice of praise, and it says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. Mm-hmm. For with such sacrifices is God well pleased. Mm-hmm. So it's breaking it down. What He wants for you, for us as His children to do good mm-hmm. and to speak good. Even when that situation may not warrant it in your eyes or in people who are around you. Sometimes people say, you did that, child. If it was me, I would have let him have it. I wouldn't have let him get away with it. But God is saying, in spite of that, He wants our praise, even if it sacrificed our comfort, even if it sacrificed our right to complain.
You remember Jeremiah, when he was thinking through all of the woes that they were going through. And he said, this I recall to mind. Therefore, I have hope. Mm-hmm. Gratitude brings us into a place where we are hopeful. It's almost a defiant hope.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That whatever is happening, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to hope in God. I'm going to be content in
and
Him.
That's not easy tomorrow.
It's not, but the Holy Spirit helps us.
Yes, yes, He's there to help us, but it's not easy to... You know, I remember when I was studying for my professional examination, and there are three levels. And when I didn't get it on all levels, I had to do it again, right? I gave myself a week for pity party. That's what I got down to. I said, okay, you got 1 week, Pop. You're going to have a pity party. You're going to say, woe is me. Why did this happen to me? I don't deserve this. I work hard. I should have gotten it. And then after that, you're going to go back to, okay, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I'm going to go at this again. But it's not easy for persons when you're going through for the first response is, God, in the midst of this, I don't understand this, but I'm going to trust you. Mm. And that's why daily giving Him thanks mm-hmm. for those seemingly simple things are so important. Yeah. Because when you practice that daily, then you're not waiting for the miracles mm-hmm. to come. When you're going through hard times, you can still give Him thanks because this has become a sacrifice of praise. That's praising God through hardship. How can gratitude and hardship coexist without canceling each other?
I think gratitude rests on the truth of God's word, not our feelings. God's sovereignty remains unshaken in His truth. We don't go by feelings or what we see, because that's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So anchoring ourselves in the truth of God's word helps us to remain in that place of thanksgiving. And we know suffering will come, afflictions will come, and in our suffering, and we can see it in God's word, that's when the hand of God, the work of God, comes out in its brightest form. The Israelites had Pharaoh and the army behind them and the Red Sea in the front of them. And they started to cry out. And I'm sure in their minds, it was woe is me. Mind you, they had the promise mm-hmm. that they were going to the promised land. But when they physically saw what was happening around them, they became frightened. Moses then turned to the Lord. He already had his instructions on what to do. And he gave the Lord, showed the Lord what was happening. You know what the Lord told him? Why are you crying to me? I'm about to do my greatest work. And you coming back crying? Tell the people, go forward. And that is what they did. And when they went forward, then Moses was able to use his rod. The sea parted for them and they went through.
Man.
So in our times of affliction, in our scariest moments, and we will have them. As believers, listen, sometimes you can't depend on yourself. And that's why you need your fellowship with believers to help pray you through. But once prayer is happening, God is at work. The Holy Spirit is there. And we can be certain that He is going to bring us safely through. However that looks like,
yeah,
we will get safely through.
Because being thankful is not ignoring what you're going through. You're going through it.
Yes.
But you are acknowledging God's presence in it. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Yes.
These guys, they stood for Christ. And they said, no, we will not bow.
No.
And they were thrown into that fire. But there was a fourth man
in the fire
with them. And that's how God operates today. Yes, the situation may be difficult. Yes, it may be hard, but He is ever present.
Amen.
And He is near. Mm-hmm. And He just wants you to open that gate, and you open that gate for His presence when you begin to praise and you begin to thank Him. I know it sounds strange, like in the middle, you're not thanking God for this situation. You're just thanking Him that He is in this situation to help take you
through. And He's working
it
on your behalf.
If we could only pause. And I said that to myself too. Sometimes you just get so anxious and you can't pause to understand that He is ever present.
Amen. I can testify, because I remember the day I got a diagnosis from the doctor that I had a chronic illness that there was no cure for. And I was like, Lord, I trust You that You trust me with this.
Yes.
And I trust You and I thank You that You're going to walk me through this. I don't know how to deal with it at this moment, but I thank You that You trust me enough with this and that You will see me through this. And in that moment, I began to praise and thank the Lord.
Yes.
I didn't want the sickness.
No. You were like Paul and Silas. You were getting out of praise.
I had to get a praise up in there, because I knew that I can't do this on my own, but only with Christ.
Oh, yes.
And I said, Lord, I know You will see me through.
Oh, yes.
And here I am. And you know, God has been faithful, you know, in the midst of a tough pill to swallow. God is still able to see you through.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's the confidence we have in a loving Savior. God sent His Son to die for us so that we can be reconciled to Him. And in that relationship, as sons and daughters, adopted as sons and daughters, joint heirs with Christ, God says He will care for us.
Yes, He will. He will.
He will
care. We just have to trust Him.
Yes.
And we just have to trust Him.
And we pray, help our unbelief.
Yes. And it reminds me of the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. When King Jehoshaphat heard that this army was coming up against him, and they were bigger, and he said, Lord, this great army is descending upon us. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on You. What was so fascinating about that is those people prepared to go up against that army. It wasn't as if, okay, God is going to work this out. I can sit down, fold my arms, because God is going to work it out. They prepared as if they were going to war. Praise and thanksgiving went up, and they confused the enemy that they didn't even have to fight. God stepped in and did it for them. So if we would just rely and trusting Him and open up that door for him to enter in by being thankful and praise him. That's what he wants. No matter what the theme scripture says, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Our final discussion point, how does expressing gratitude towards others reflect our thankfulness towards God? We've been talking about thankful, expressing our gratitude to God. How does gratitude to each other? Thank you, Tamara, for being in my life. Thank you for how you have blessed my life. Thank you, Vanessa, for being in my life and for the nuggets of wisdom that you have placed in my life. How does thanking the people in our lives that we sometimes take for granted reflect our relationship with God?
You know, the Bible says, how can we love God who we can't see, and we don't love our neighbor who we see every day? Mm-hmm. And I think by expressing your thanksgiving to people, you're showing them, I see you, I love you, I appreciate you, I see what you do. So by expressing thanks to them, you in a way are showing love towards them and towards God, because God made these people and he put them in your life for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so often we take people for granted. So we need to reach out and say, you know what? I see what you did there. Thanks for washing the dishes. Thanks for making breakfast. Thanks for whatever it is. And in your thankfulness, you're honoring God.
Yes.
By honoring that person.
God said every good and perfect gifts come from him. Mm-hmm. And so when we say thank you to our brothers and sisters, we are also saying thank you to him. Tamara, close out in prayer, please.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace. We thank you for reminding us that our true security is in you. It's not in our possessions. It's not in the plans we make, but in you alone. We acknowledge your word that says in this world we would have trouble, but we ought to be of good cheer because Christ has overcome the world. Fill us with a heart of thanksgiving. Help us to be grateful and appreciative for all that you've provided, and help us to be content with such things as we have, because you alone have said you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. Anchor our hearts in the truth of your word, that when we go through these seasons of frustration, seasons of uncertainty, we can know for surety that our God is with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us, but carrying us through faithfully. Help us to steward our afflictions and our suffering wisely, knowing that in these we have a purpose. And help us to give thanks in all circumstances, for in this we know it is your will in Christ Jesus concerning us. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Tamara. Just want to encourage you, our listening audience, to be grateful and thankful to God and the people that he has placed in your life, and grab hold of them. If anybody's sitting next to you, you just grab hold of them and say, thank you, I love you, because you're also saying it to Christ. Until next time, continue to trust in God.